Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop New York, Season 9, Episode 13. This is Zip It and Joe and Mano. They're being grumpy old men. Sin is fed up. Kimbella and Yandy just can't get right. Stay tuned for all this and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
Yes. Welcome back to another week with the crew. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I got my girls with me.
Hi, guys. I missed you last week. It's Miss Thelmy. Thelmy Bisway Daniel.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
You bad? My bad.
I'm done.
I missed you very much last week. We got the full panel. I'm your girl, Robin with the V.
Yes, back again, Kayla Renee. I'm so happy our whole little family is here. I'm like, hey, we haven't been the same since, like, episode three? Like,
I know. We're finally back all together, and we're going to get right into this episode. It's so much going on.
So
overall
much.
Thoughts, ladies. And we got a game against that bar as well. So I'm excited to get that back cracking.
We haven't guessed any bars in a while.
We got some news and gossip, too. So you guys stay tuned for all of that. Get with us in the live chat. Also, leave us a comment. So what do you guys think about?
Frankly, what I really loved about this strip was that people overcame themselves. And I loved how Juju kept making it a thing to bring things back to the group. Mm-hmm. And I really loved where it ended. Like, with the idea of burning things and leaving it there. So I'm really excited about this episode. I thought this episode really hit a lot of, like, heavy spots.
I agree. Zip It. I do enjoy seeing them enjoy the zip lining. I do feel some people needed to zip it on this trip.
Definitely.
And it didn't really end with burning the negativity because, as we saw, Joe had to get some things off his chest. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Very negative.
That activity did not happen as far as we're concerned. So.
It was definitely a lot to swallow this episode, but I'm ready to get out of Costa Rica.
It's been three episodes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, they usually drag it out for a super long time. But one thing that I was really happy to see was the romance. Like, you know, this is lovely hip hop, so at least, you know, have a little candlelit dinner. With Mano. And then, you know, Joe, he tried. He kind of pranked Sin by dropping on one knee. So, you know, she's kind of like, her ring finger's itching. So she's like, oh, what you doing? You know,
she's
so.
Like, don't play with me.
Right. Yeah.
That is one thing that I see they have stuck to this theme for this entire season. Mm-hmm. Because that was something that they brought up when bringing New York back. It was going to be more so about the couples and the love and the romance. So I can definitely give them kudos for sticking to the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Yandy, she decides not to get stuck in her room, and she's going to come out with the crew. They're all on the bus waiting for her. She comes out. She sits on the bus, and it's like a seat between her and Kimbella. It's like, that whole, like, last episode when they tried to do the sit down, it didn't work. But they decided to be mature with each other.
Very commendable.
And just go on a zip lining event with each other. So
I think when it comes to that situation, there's so much pain and so much hurt. And I think that what Yandy said, it was really true. Sometimes when people are going through things, sometimes you have conversations with yourself in your head. You've already played it back
That's
and
called
forth.
A staff meeting.
You know, you're projecting so much. And I think that when she had that conversation, yes, she was very upset about the things that Kimbella said. But she also heard some things that she had never heard before. Mm-hmm. As in, like, trying to understand, like, why are you so upset? Like, why are you so mad? So I think that walking away from that, especially when you've had such a long, deep, kindred friendship, sometimes there are those things that are lost in translation. So I'm glad that she was mature enough to be like, okay, like, I didn't intend to, but if that's how she feels this strongly about, like, the things that she's saying, we need to get some things clear.
I agree. The thing about it is, I think what she was so mad about is because she didn't get a heads up from Juju. So she could have thought about that on the plane, you know? She could have thought about that
en route and then could have had a better conversation, I think.
My thing is, like, who did Yandy think was coming on the trip? If Juju said if it was a girl's trip, who'd you think was going
to
come?
But also, like, this thing is kind of disrespectful. Like, it's also, like, if you know the gravity as to which, like, we are not friends, like, especially people who are so close. I mean, Juju obviously didn't know that she was talking about her child, but really think about it. Like, last time we were all here, Kim Bella had some things to say. You mm-hmm. were really dragging her. And
but
that was
yet
really
and
hateful.
Still, if you and know you got beef with somebody and you agree to go on a trip, there's no way I'm going to go on a trip without knowing who all is coming on the trip.
That was like
it's your job to ask.
Yeah. That's like Jonathan's birthday. Remember, they didn't, like, you guys didn't know Kim Bella and Juju was going to be there or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yandy, the situation was like,
I'm sorry, I'm very inquisitive. I asked
yeah,
him
like,
many questions.
I'm definitely like, who finna be there?
I'm like, oh, yeah. What's that? You know,
who all going?
Surprise. I'm going to click with the you who all going because you got to put your energy. You got to, like,
I got to know.
And also, to your point, Thomi, when you were like, she heard some stuff she'd never heard before, she's heard that before. She heard that Kim Bella was upset because of her pulling up on the birthday party.
Like, but we also heard some things we haven't heard before. They were plotting on a check.
That's between them two.
But it doesn't matter. Yandy sat there during the reunion last year and just, like, let it eat that. Like, never brought up, like,
no,
oh, you
I
were
agree.
Doing it for a
we
check.
Heard
so it's like
some
at the end of the day,
heard,
it's like,
but
let's,
Yandy has
Yandy
not.
Had to just be like, okay, let's be real. Yeah. You needed the money. You know what I'm saying? You were trying to plot on being on Love and Hip Hop. We were trying to bring some drama. You know, they know how they do these things, these
but
reality stars.
But if you plot with your friend about doing it and it goes haywire, why are you going to throw her under the bus?
To be honest, this whole beef is just, like, so drawn out and so extra. Yeah, I was about to say, it's definitely silly because at this point, Kim Bella and Yandy just need to be like, we either going to be friends or we not. That's really, like, there's no lines in the sand. They arguing about checks. It's like, clearly Kim is, the only thing that she's mad about is the fact that Yandy told her to pull up to that kid, the kid's birthday party.
And pretend
with
like
Samantha
she didn't.
Or whatever. And yeah, pretend like she didn't. And that was like, how many seasons ago? Like,
right.
I'm like, what? Y'all still mad that we're just dragging this out now at this
but
point?
But why
it's
didn't
like,
she think that she was going to be the bad guy in the end anyway? Like, yeah. You took on that role. Go all the way with it. Don't try to be like, well, Yandy told me. Like, then
you should have been there.
At the end of the day, if I hurt you and I make you feel some type of way and it's not intended, I'm going to apologize. And it seems like that's the one thing that's really hard for Yandy to do. And it also sounds like that's the one thing that Kim Bella just wants.
But why would she apologize when we sat? If me and you sit and plot and then it goes down and then they put the blame on you, but that's what we decided, then how you going to be mad?
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel the way you feel.
But
it's
Yandy
a type of apology, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just to kind of keep everything cool. Like, you know what? You seem really pressed. Like a panini. You know what I'm saying? Like, every episode, every season, we're still coming to the same thing. My bad. I'm sorry.
But
I didn't
Yandy
know.
But Yandy type said, though, at the end when she heard those things, when I was like, let me be real with you, because I don't know, I feel like a lot of times we've really turned this, like, passive aggressiveness into just a way of living. And it's just mm-hmm. like, you can't put all that stuff on me. You're so pressed. You're upset. Now you're running around talking about my child,
yeah,
the girl that I've adopted.
That's how
you're
pressed
talking about
you
my
are.
Activism.
You're
talking about
my
life, my character.
Yeah.
Why? Because you pop off and you came to pop off and defend your friend, just be like, I'm that friend. And
right.
You have those friends where it's like,
they both definitely don't want to take responsibility. But Yandy,
yeah.
Yandy kind of gives that, like, that friend that's like,
throw her hand.
No, yeah, like, we get called, like, we going to plan this robbery. We about to go rob this house. And
you
it's like,
called,
if
I'm
you get
it,
caught,
I ain't in it.
Okay, if you get caught, we don't go together. We don't know each other.
That's not good. If one get caught, the other one, why? You got to snitch. You got to snitch.
You didn't need to.
Did you all see set it off? Did they not all go in different directions?
Right.
Exactly. She go.
I was
home.
Not
she
with
go
you.
On the bus.
Shooting in the
then
gym.
She go,
you remember setting off? They went all different directions.
Thank
right,
you.
Right.
Cleo.
Real friend.
I'm Jade on the bus.
I'm Jade on the bus. Okay. Shaving the head. Calling you later.
With my little sombrero on. Like, hey, I'm
still
in
got my man.
Places.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well,
what
the thing that did
real.
Happen, Juju, she got a chance.
Sorry,
cold.
Guys, that took a super
left turn. Yeah, set it off, y'all.
All facts.
Juju, she basically, she got through some of her fears. I'm scared of heights, too, so, like, going 1,000 feet in the air, getting on this zip line, it looks fun, but.
Have you guys zip lined before?
No,
no,
I want to.
I've done it.
I'm so scared.
I've done it, and you're really afraid, and then you're like, this is beautiful, and then you're like, I could die, and you're like,
you
but it's pretty. But if I die, it's pretty, it's cool. The last thing I saw was something so gorgeous.
But are you, like, scared of heights?
I don't know. I think I'm in between. I don't have a phobia of height.
I feel like there's a form, because I feel like if I'm like really up high on like a ladder or some like steep thing, just like walking, I'd be terrified. Yeah. But I can go to like Six Flags and be on roller coasters.
Right. Yeah.
No. So I feel like it's a different form of like heights that I'm like scared of.
That's serious.
I've been traumatized. I was traumatized as a child, guys. I was stuck on a Ferris wheel. I was stuck on a Ferris wheel like 5 years old by myself, and I was like, "Mom, come here,
by yourself."
Yeah, my mom didn't want to get on a Ferris wheel, so I was like, "I want to get on a Ferris wheel," and then got stuck.
Oh my gosh! So she let you go by yourself?
But she was right there. I mean, but I couldn't get down. I was stuck on there.
And then you probably felt really abandoned up there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, why isn't she helping me? Like when I go to places like theme parks, I
would be traumatized too, girl.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was like 5.
Oh, little Miss Conversation.
I had a little V.
I haven't rode a roller coaster set.
No. I'm not doing any of this flying in the air for fun.
I did face my fear. I went to Vegas. You know that big Ferris wheel? I got on it. Oh, I was scared. Because,
the Link? Is it the Link? That's a real luxury.
But it was like liquor involved, so that's all the reason.
You need a little courage.
Wait, is that the one that like Benzino proposed out the end? Was that in Atlanta or was that in Vegas? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
like the ones that have the doors or whatever, that's like kind of
like capsules.
Luxury.
Okay, they're like capsules, and then one of them has
that
like
one
a bar.
Was a little different because it had the seats, but this one had like a bar, and it was kind of big. So that's why I was like, you should try it. Yeah.
They can fit like 30
people. My 5-year-old self was like, girl, way to go. We're going to change this around. That's good.
Yeah.
So. Y'all ain't catching me zipping nothing.
So, Kimbella tells Sin and Juju there was no resolve, you know, in their whole talk, you know, the previous episode.
Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting is just, like, Kimbella has really found a way to just play this in a way that she seems like, the super mature one. Like, she wasn't the one really antagonizing a lot of the situation.
But then Yandy, she's down there talking to Maino and them about it. And Maggie.
Well, she was talking to Maggie about it because Maggie brought it to her. But I'm just saying, it was just really interesting seeing the flip from, like, she does this for attention and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
There wasn't no maybe she does. Well, if maybe. There was
I
no
hope
nothing.
She's not
there
doing
was no
it
hope,
for the, yeah.
nothing. And then now turning it around to, like, I can be amicable. I'm, like, no. No, you started the
it's
fire.
The ring. Amnesia. It's the ring.
It's amnesia.
Yeah.
It's the
wrong blanket.
I'm a whole Beyonce now. She
yeah,
different. Right. She
it's
different,
weird.
Y'all.
It's like you really mad. You really just want my attention. Here it is.
are y'all happy that Yandy decided to stay, or do you think she should have like just ran
she
off?
Just said she went home.
I'm very happy she decided to stay because one, you're in Costa Rica. You're about
money.
To let somebody chase you all the way back home?
No.
Like, this little piggy, like, no, we're not doing that. Like,
and you're a busy woman. She said she hadn't had a vacation a couple of years or something. And then Juju's also paying for a lot of these things on her dime because, you know, she made sure to show her like paying
the
with
show
the
her paying the breakfast.
Yeah, I was
but
like,
that's
girl,
what I'm saying.
Relax.
It goes back to what you allow people to place on you. Like, you don't give people the power to upset you, the power to push you away, the power to chase you home. Like, enjoy yourself. You can enjoy yourself. You can. You can put all that stuff
away. But
you
know how people get, especially when the drinks get involved and then she starts screaming again. Like, I'd be mad too. Like, I would have been disappeared like Erica. Like, I'm on the island, but you don't see me.
Well, I think it also plays a good part that Kimbella has this amnesia, this rock blinding amnesia about her, because she really isn't about it. She's not trying to go there. And I only think if it was her previously, before she got engaged, then I probably wouldn't have wanted to be there, because she'd be all up in her face.
She a whole fiance now. She a changed woman.
She's very
is that
now,
what
guys.
It is?
She's changed. I just think she's hurt. Like, she misses her friends. She wants to be friends. Like, she's just hurt.
Plus, when you get engaged, that's a happy time. You want to share with the people that's been there for you.
But
so
she over
amazing.
Here, like, when
not
did you meet
burning
Sin?
Bridges. Like.
Yeah, like, remember she asked, who did she ask to be her bridesmaid? Maino?
Sin
like,
and,
all these random girls.
And Maggie. Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
It was like, I think it was Sin and Maggie, and then, and Yandy. Was Yandy there? I can't remember.
No, Yandy was not there.
Oh, yeah.
It was three new people.
Like, well, Yandy was a bridesmaid anyway. We turned out to find that out later.
Yeah, she showed up. Well, anyway, Juju says Safari isn't a good friend.
Oh, my God.
Do
this
we
is so
feel
cringe-worthy.
Like that? I mean, I feel like Juju put him in the friend zone, and now that he's moved on or just not really, like, pressed to be running behind her, she just feels some kind of way.
Yes.
I was really appreciating the conversation she had with Joe in the bus or on the bus, and, you know, he's like, you're not really ready to really put yourself out there and be in a relationship, and I think that also plays a part I mean, she might not even been into Safari like that. Maybe
they never
she
dated,
been,
she said.
Right. Maybe it could have sparkled into something, you know, moving along, but he just wasn't a good enough friend. But he could have obviously had his eyes on something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, seems like he was focused on what we now know to be.
I know when guys are ready for their relationship, and Safari seems to be like a serial relationship guy. Mm-hmm. There's some guys that are like that. And so he probably was like feeling Juju, going on dates with her, trying to show her. And when she wasn't reciprocating, he kind of like went on his way. And it was like,
exactly
it wasn't that he was being a bad friend. It was like he was being interested in her, and she friend-zoned him, and he kind of just went off and did his own thing. And he said, even that, you know, sometimes he shuts down. He goes through a lot. He's been ridiculed in the media so much.
He had a rough year.
And, you know, she's been there. She's been able to call him. But he wasn't able to call her when her friend died of cancer, which, you know, it can be one-sided sometimes in friendships. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
But
I think
also,
she kind of let it go.
Somebody else, he probably, like, guys, sometimes they don't see it that way. So it's like, you're thinking, like, oh, we're friends. And he's thinking, like, I'm pursuing you. Mm-hmm. Once you show me that that's not what it is, it's like, eh. You know what I'm saying?
It's
and then
a tricky
he's dating
line.
Somebody else to the point where he's telling Mano, like, I want to put a baby in her, whatever. So they're clearly, and they were on a show together that was like maybe a couple years ago, so that has been developing on its own as well. Mm-hmm. So I think once you start to get more serious with somebody, especially people like Juju, where other people assume that you guys are in a relationship, you don't want to put fuel to the fire of your real relationship. So that's probably why the nature of their relationship changed. Like, I have a girl, I'm not going to be calling you, or like, you know, especially if you're not a public person, like, we didn't know your friend died. Like, if you didn't put it out there, how would I know?
It came off like super random, because when she brought it up on the bus and was like, me and Safari never dated, and it was just kind of like, girl, like, who asked? You know?
So it was like, wait, it was that meme, like,
random.
Nobody.
Yeah, it was like, nobody.
She said, girl, Safari like that. I'm sure they had a lot of
y'all,
this is a
the panel. Edits. I don't know about them edits. But yeah, it was just like,
who asked?
But yeah, me and Robin talked about it last week. My eyes is over here watering, y'all. Look, I'm crying for Juju. But no, I'm just like, last week we talked about it, and I was just like, I kind of felt like she was hurt. It was like, dude, like, he wasn't giving you that attention, and then it was like, he moved on, and now he's talking to somebody else, so now you kind of like, you're a bad friend, like, hold
furthermore,
on,
furthermore, just to go off your point, you know, adding to what you were saying, she also did that again with the who asked, where she was like, Wendy also mentioned me, and she was like, what about Juju?
Wait a minute. First of all, Safari was a rebound regardless, because she had just broken up with Cameron, so she is not ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And usually, the person that you're kind of dealing with after your breakup is just somebody to ease the pain. It's not going to last. That's what the rebound is.
It's a friend. It's just a friend.
You
a special Dr. V,
friend.
But they didn't get there. Supposedly.
They did something. They kissed. They did something.
Plus, as women, we do this all the time. The ones that want us, we be like, and then the moment they don't want us, we like, rah, rah. You know what I'm saying?
Because she was definitely like, so quick to put Safari in that brother friend zone, sister with the mom, little lunch dates and stuff. And
we
she's
are
like,
not
yeah.
interested the moment yeah, you no. show any interest.
I don't
think
it was that. I think it was not just, like I said, the fact that she had just got out of a relationship. And you know they quick to call you the H word when
you move on with your life.
Exactly like Black China. She has a new boyfriend every week. So, you know, they don't want Juju out there like that. She's
I was
going to
say, like, that is not the person that we use for Exhibit A.
She move on and they call her.
That is not
her.
A fair premise. Let's move on, please.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I don't know about that. Juju, I think she's a little jealous.
I think Juju is bomb. I think, you know, when she is in the position to be ready and be whole and be available, she's going to make someone very, very happy. She's got a lot going on in her life, and I think she's very well-rounded. So I'm not even worried about her.
What do you think about the heart-to-heart they had, Safari and Juju, when he pulled her off to the side to
talk? I really think Safari's a good guy. And I think that just taking his time to like kind of have that conversation with her.
Yeah.
Just people don't want with the drama. People keep bringing the drama to Safari a little bit, and it's just like, it's not that serious. Everybody wants to pull up on him like, are you dating Erica? Relax. Like, she ain't checking for y'all.
Right.
She's had at least like 3 or 4 boyfriends since those situations.
Exactly.
It's just so weird that people are just being so angsty when it comes to Safari. He's real chill about it.
And such
for
a
him,
big baby. Like, he's a big kid, and I feel like they always feel like they can joke about him, and they can throw jabs, and he takes it.
Well,
because
he's probably like the little brother. Like, he's definitely like that little brother that everybody like picks on.
And that's something that Joe took advantage of.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
I don't think
anybody
Joe really
like
likes him, because he's always shady in Safari. Like, I don't like those shady friends that always got some slick to say to you. Like,
I don't know. I dive into that anyway. Yeah, so we let our viewers know, like, diving into the Joe and Safari conversation.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get right into Joe and Safari later, but I'm just talking about when he first, you know, the first opening scenes, we were just saying like shady stuff to Safari.
It was
like,
a lot of jazz, but it was from everybody almost. Like, even when Matt was like, so did you snitch?
But
like,
also,
it was just a lot. Like, good morning. Right. Yeah. Can I get a bite out of my croissant?
Like, when he said something about, oh, that's how you got robbed. You know, like, just saying like little stuff like that versus like.
He gets picked on a lot. Exactly. And he is a serial monogamist, like you were saying, you know. But it does seem like every time he is interested in someone, he's fully interested in mm-hmm. that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those people that, like, yeah, maybe he got fully interested into somebody, and then, yeah, he fell off the plate,
the radar.
He fell off the radar with Juju, because he's like, well, I'm focused. I'm laser focused on this next project.
Yeah, because they had wrong intentions. It was like, Juju was, like, really trying to have Safari be, like, that confidant, that good friend, when he was probably really, like, trying to pursue her. So
she
it was
might have
really
been trying to groom
him into
being something more than a friend. Because sometimes you see that happen. We're best friends. That's my bro. And then you get so close, and then you end up, like, dating. And maybe she did see some kind of potential in that, and they were just on a different wavelength.
Snooze, you lose. No,
right? No, because he doesn't even wait long to, like, he doesn't feel like you have to wait so long because I think Mano was saying, no, was it Mano?
Was he was like, come on.
Kim Bella did 10
the timeline,
years.
Yeah.
And then, Joe was saying that
how
Kim
dare,
Bella did 10
even the way
years.
He said that really annoyed. Did 10 years? What is a jail sentence?
Exactly.
What do I have to do 10 years? How dare you say stuff like that? It just makes no sense to me. Kim Bella did 10 years before she got a ring. You guys are, there's something wrong with you. And like, that's
not like when they use that as an example. Like,
what
she
do
waited
mean?
10 years. Why you need it so fast?
Right.
Like,
what are you talking about? And
like,
I think what Safari said, thank you.
Right.
That's what Safari said was real. Like,
yeah,
when you know.
Exactly.
You feel me? You feeling somebody, you know. I'm not with the whole, I'm
he
just,
was like, it doesn't
I'm
matter.
Not like that.
Them picking
when you
on
know,
him.
You know, you
exactly.
know.
So why would he want to tell y'all anything about his business
and
when y'all are hella judgmental?
Exactly.
And that's what he said to Juju.
And when it's a new relationship, you don't want to put it out there.
That's
regardless
how much
of who
cares
it is.
About it.
Yes. Exactly.
I believe him, too.
Me, too.
He's such a hopeless romantic that it's like, anything that like involves love, I'm team
Think about it. How easy it could have been for Mona to put Erica Mena on the show. Think about how easy it could have been. And he made it very clear. He didn't, y'all not gonna see her on the show. Like, he had made a comment on one of his posts, and he was like, y'all don't think it's real? Watch, you never see her on the show.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Like, it's serious to him, and it means something to him. It's not for a display for you guys to, like, just throw, you know, shots at and just pick apart.
And it's not even just that them as a group. It's just, like, even with myself, I'm single now, but if I got into a relationship 2 months in, I'm not going to be putting my man on Instagram like, yeah, we so happy, and then break up in a month.
We're going
to
go
a
whole 12 months.
Exactly.
But it's, I also feel like we also have to really read between the lines of the things that he's saying. I think, like, when we talk about, like, you know, you talked about, like, things that happen to you to just kind of carry on, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like Safari has always been in a place where he's been made fun of or been looked at as like, who are you? You
not
know what
serious.
I mean?
They
or not,
taken
be,
seriously
not being
all.
Taken seriously. And that is a consistent threat in his life, in some of his relationships. So I feel like you carry that on. And he even said that to Juju when they had the one-on-one, which made me like really understand where he was coming from, because I could see her coming out of nowhere like, you're not a good friend. And he's like, wait, that kind of hit. What are you talking about? Like, where did that come from?
Right.
Because he was like saying like, I can share with you where I'm at, but like when I'm in that table and they're asking me things, I don't know their intent.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're picking on me, why they're asking these questions. So I'm not going to sit here and talk about my relationship, but this is where things are at. And you know, I shut down sometimes because, you know, like, people really come at me.
Exactly.
So I feel like, I don't know, when it comes to Safari, like, I really think that he's growing and he's trying. Mm-hmm. And I really hope him and Erica Mena, like, work
I
out.
Do too.
Because they both are, they're people who love, and I want them to just, like, do what they need to do.
Find their person.
Find their person and move forward. Anybody got time to be playing around? Love is a gift.
Yes.
Well, speaking of love,
okay.
Let's shout out some love to our viewers, you guys. And before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for us continuing to grow. But you guys, we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button.
Bang that.
And subscribe right now. And if you're on iTunes and Spotify, go ahead and get that 5-star rating also. But no matter where you are, go ahead and leave us a comment so we can get you guys involved in our conversation. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows, you guys.
Yes,
that really deserved a period.
Like, comment, subscribe. Anybody in the live chat right now?
Internet is not acting right.
We have
some shout out to Carlton. He always tunes in each and every week.
Carl,
no matter what you say or do, we appreciate you.
Really, you are an honorary host on this panel with us.
Because you know all the reality. Okay. You can tell us. It's okay.
You can let us know them Wikipedia facts and everything, y'all.
Well, let me tell you who was feeling some kind of way. Sin. She was looking at Joe up and down. She was looking at Safari up and down.
There was a lot of like, heat coming.
She was like,
from
oh, Erica's here? Oh, she was not feeling that. She wasn't feeling the way that Joe came at her about mm-hmm. this whole jacuzzi situation. Now, did we see the jacuzzi?
Can we talk
no, we
about
didn't.
This?
No, we didn't.
We didn't. But also, camera. That was just really weird because even the manner in which he spoke about it, he goes, we've discussed, oh man.
Super vague.
People can be so controlling.
Super vague.
We've talked about how we want to present ourselves in public. It's just like, she wasn't even in the jacuzzi. Maybe she was twerking with her
she
friends.
Was
I don't even know what was going on.
To the
on.
Jacuzzi twerking.
But yeah.
And
but,
apparently he was not there. He just heard about it. Is that what it is?
To be honest, I don't know. Am I the only one? It seemed like it wasn't even, she wasn't even with anybody from the cast. It just kind of seemed like maybe she just kind of took like a little solo trip to the jacuzzi.
I'm sorry. What happened to the romantic like, night? Why well, was she there? By herself, like what?
But it was like
you know he fell asleep again. You know, grumpy old man.
Father. That's what I mean. He's and he was like, you know, my girl's young. Yeah, she's 26 years old,
and he's like 48.
No,
yeah,
okay, so he's 38, but he's really like 50. Like at that
he got
heart.
An old soul.
Yeah, because yeah. he did a lot of drugs. You know, I'm just yes, saying, he has lived. Toll on your
he,
body.
No, not even just taking a toll on your body. He has
oh
lived.
My God.
A
I
was lot
drinking.
Of,
I would have spat the whole thing.
No, up. He had no. Let's be real. Let's just like not even because I don't think. I don't think addiction or anything like that, it's obviously none of us think that that's funny, it's but true. I think to what V is trying to say is just like, you've really gone through a lot of mental gymnastics in your life.
Right, right,
so
right.
there's stages of life that you're going through. You ever go through something and you see somebody younger than you just like wild and you just
and
have to
like,
look at them with empathy, like
learn.
Been there, been there, been there. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't want to perpetuate that in my relationship.
Again,
and the thing that's really weird about
though.
Joe is that he is very controlling.
Sin is not
and
like that.
Some, and that's also like something that I always talk about with like relationships with such an age difference, sometimes older they do want to kind of like remold you, reteach you, re-raise you, and it's like, a situation of like, this is how I want my woman to act. She needs to be acting like a wife. She needs to be clean. She needs to be doing all these things, and it's more so about like these roles and gender roles.
At least there is a way her. That you act in a relationship. You don't want your man being too friendly with girls, like hey girl,
right?
Like, rubbing
and
them
if,
on their shoulder and mm-hmm. hugging them. Like
and
no,
she was twerking in somebody's right. face,
yeah.
you know, or something.
Which
like
I don't think she was.
That's what
I don't think Kim
either.
Would. I don't think she would.
And she's
do
a free
like
spirit,
that.
And she's always been like that. And you met her like that, and that's what attracted you to her in the beginning. So when you meet somebody in their certain way, and then you want to change them, like I'm not here for that at all. And what are you doing? Are you changing at all? No,
I
you're just
see,
being the
you're
older,
the same
controlling
person.
Guy.
I see that. I kind of see both sides because one, it's like you can same. Definitely tell Joe is trying to be like this presidential first lady look, like you know what I mean. He's like trying to have Sin be like, hey, we need to be on our P's and Q's when we go out. We need to have this certain type of demeanor when we go out. You know. And, but in her confessional, she was like, I'm this 26-year-old vibrant, outgoing, twerking type of girl. Like, this is me. So it's like, but at the same time, when she was explaining the situation, it seemed like she was at the pool with kind of like some randoms and they mm-hmm. had some music playing and she was just kind of like filling and getting her little twerk on. But it yeah. was just like, and then I guess Joe came down and seen her doing it or something like that. And that's kind of what sparked it, like
well,
the argument.
I can see
but
it also sounds like he went off on her
yeah,
in front of everybody.
But see, at the same time, if like I wouldn't, if I was in a man's position, I wouldn't want my girl twerking at the pool.
But
either,
you don't.
Though.
But
like,
I'm not your child.
That's
so you don't
true
come.
Though.
Like you're not gonna reprimand me or something. Like I'm not your child.
Don't
so, I mean, I
dog.
Understand that.
I
it's not
like
in my nature.
A, there's
to start,
a way
like,
to compromise. Like he could have yeah. been like, babe, you know, I don't want you down here at the pool, but let's go put some music on at the pad, and then like we can get our little dance on or whatever at the house. Like you know
so
what
you
I mean? Like let me go
like,
twerk up at the house on my man. Like that's fine.
There's things that what's understood doesn't have to be explained.
I
you're in a relationship.
You shouldn't be doing none of that.
You should be doing. You know this dude. That the jacuzzi, I shouldn't be here. Like,
I really
find
don't
your
think,
man.
Was
well,
she
we
really
didn't see.
By herself?
And that's what I'm saying.
That's what
we don't
saying.
Know.
Yeah,
we don't
know.
We don't know. So I
that
can't really speak on
there.
It. I just know that I know that like Sin is the girl who will pick up a water bottle and turn it into a microphone and pull
yeah.
out. Perform Beyonce. So she could have just been being nice. And she said that she made a conscious decision when she was talking to Kimbella. She was like, I wasn't in the jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know
that
what he
trying.
Saw.
That was me.
Yeah,
putting
she's
the effort.
Conscious about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I can't really speak on it, but I definitely do see both sides. But if he did come in there in a very controlling manner, trying to reprimand her, like belittle her, like what are you doing? Like ugh. Almost like that is just.
But that is just that's, Joe.
That is Joe.
That is
and that's
Joe.
Been Joe in every
okay,
single
so are we asking him to change? Because you're saying Sin can't change.
No.
He's changing.
But
he's doing it on his own. He's doing it on his own. That's what I'm saying.
See, when he was talking to Maino about it and he was like, well, I get all things
they
off.
Both
what about me?
Younger women.
What about me? What about me? And it's like, what about you? Like, you have to compromise as well. Like, and then he goes, we've talked about it. and it was understood. Like, what conversation did you have that I'm not going to twerk adjacent to the jacuzzi? Like, was that the conversation that you guys talked about? Like,
I just see
it. Just seems really vague to me. And I just think because they did the little counseling session, they should be able to talk that stuff out, go back to the room. Don't embarrass her in public. That's what you're not going to do.
Okay.
Because then you're going to get a different side. You're going to get a different reaction, right? It's all like about the presentation.
We can't even really speak on it, though, because it's like, we don't even know. Yeah, I'm like, we don't even know what the hell happened.
And they both were very vague in expressing how they felt. Because it was like, it was just super vague. I'm like,
we seen it like the next morning. They woke up and wasn't talking to each other.
It went from, I've got a romantic night planned for us, baby, to, I ain't messing with you.
Because it's too many loopholes. In that story. Because it's like, how the hell did y'all go from having a romantic night to now sitting at by herself at a jacuzzi?
Because he fell asleep on her and she went to
work. She did say he had to work or he had something he had to do. I don't know if it just came up or what, but it's all about the presentation.
But he did say something that I thought was really important, and I think that, you know, we do have to think about that, especially when you want to be in a relationship, you want to be married, so on and so forth. You definitely have to find people who love like you do. But it's also, there are adjustments. Like, the same way, I think Joe is trying. He has learned. He's still a little reminiscent of
the
Joe.
One who brought the therapist
of the Joe. Yeah, of the Joe that I've pretty much seen him be in every relationship. Right. There has been a little lingering of that same Joe. But I also feel like he's coming
to relationships. Have you seen him in?
Tahiri. That is the biggest relationship that Joe only was. But that was such a dramatic relationship. They started off on YouTube. Name? You guys don't remember them when they used to do YouTube videos.
I don't know why I
want to
call her Gloria,
thing.
But I know that's like far from her name. No, that light skinned girl that was after Tahiri
with the hair,
the mohawk hair. Oh my god, I feel like her name was something with an M too.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Kayla.
So yeah, it was always that relationship where he's like, telling them how to be and act. I don't know. It's really interesting but at the same time, just like he said, I'm a Virgo man. I know Virgo man. And I feel like, you know, he knows how he likes things done. And I feel like they're in a situation where if he needs to adjust to kind of like how to be with a woman, he's just saying, like, you need to kind of make some adjustments with me too, because like, guys are very sensitive. Their ego is
speaking of Joe's controlling nature, he confronts Safari about bringing Erica. He gets very like heated and almost bust a brain vessel or something.
And
he was like, don't be messing with my lady, old lady. Like, okay, how is it? Like, I mean, is he breaking the bro code by doing that?
Little catty, because I'm like, okay, I can see you checking about a man, but this was a whole lesbian relationship that you trying to check.
That wasn't even a thing.
It wasn't even serious. It was a little fling.
I don't see how you can check someone about your lady's ex. Like, if it was Joe's ex, then I could see him getting that mad. But if it's Sin's ex,
I don't think there was a reasoning. I don't think there was a reasoning for him to get as upset as he did, period. Like, I understand where he's coming from. Like, hey, bro, crow, you could have given me a heads up. I understand that. But for you
don't think you owe me an apology,
but that's
Robin?
That's exactly what Yandy did. When Yandy didn't get the heads up, she got that mad. So I feel like
she didn't get that mad. He did way too much. I feel like
she was living. She was about to leave.
No, I feel like he was showing out. He was showing out on Sin's behalf. He and Sin are having issues. He knows, like, you know,
I think
he
was still mad.
He was still mad from that issue, and he was projecting on Safari. And Safari wasn't as mature as he is. I'm not start giving him the maturity award of the day, but I'm just saying, like, he handled that situation. He held back. Talking about putting my face in the sand for what?
I feel like Safari handled that super with class.
That's what I'm saying. Like, with so much class. And that's what I'm saying. Joe took out his anger on Sin and his frustrations that were going on with other things on Safari. And also, that was intersected with the fact that he was also interested in appeasing his lady, you know, and doing the macho thing.
Let's talk about it turns Sin on. It turns Sin on when it's not projected to her. But when he's doing it to her, then
she was looking so awkward sitting there, though. It looked like she wanted to enter.
But you gotta choose.
She did choose.
You like Joe like that, but you don't like when Joe's like that with you.
My whole thing is, I just could have sworn there wasn't no bad blood between Erica and Sin. So I'm just like,
we got some evidence, Kayla. So I'm like, Kayla pulled up some evidence. Y'all see later.
So I just want to know, like, why is it such an issue that she's there on the island?
That's why I feel like y'all something underlining with Joe. and Safari, like, he's always throwing shade. He's getting, like, super upset with him. Like, I feel like Joe doesn't really like Safari, and he's just kind of like...
I wouldn't argue with that, but I also feel like if he is looked at as, like, this little kid brother, he's also looked at as someone that can always get pushed around. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to let off on him.
That's what it is. It's because Joe is one of those... I don't know, like, I don't know if it's age or what he thinks it is. He's always... coming from this, oh, like, this is Godfather advice. Like, you should be doing stuff for your music. It's like, at the end of the day, it's all about your delivery. And I just feel like
that he is somebody
who has allowed, who his bravado has been allowed by a lot of people. And people are like, oh, that's just how he is. That's how he talks. Mm-hmm. He's just disrespectful. No. Check yourself.
And he could have easily taken Safari to the side. Because what did we notice about the last round table when everybody was getting on him? He could have easily taken him to the side and be like, hey. Mm-hmm. We had this talk already. I asked you. You said no. It would have been really nice for a heads up. And Safari could have easily maybe taken it differently and not been so defensive. Yeah. But you want to do this in front of everybody when we talking about burning the negativity, right. And it's a therapy session. And you like, well, before we get into the positive, let me bring the energy all the way down.
The only reason why I feel like Joe was like super upset was because nobody knew that, I guess, him and Safari had a conversation the prior week before they even got out to Costa Rica. And I guess he asked.
Yeah. Tell me you want this? No. Oh, 2 minutes later, maybe I do. Yeah. Oh, wow. And that's not how you handle
that,
it.
I also think that Safari lets his women lead, and I could easily see Erica Mena being
Erica
like, later.
Her own
she'd be like, I'm about to come out there. He was like, well, should I tell him? No, you ain't got to tell him nothing. Like, right. You ain't got to, you know, I can see
He's
that being a conversation.
Her side. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, y'all, let's get into these tweets that we have for you. We basically pick tweets that are trending on Twitter. Let's get right into what you have. Is this one of yours, Robin? Or is this, oh, this is mine. Why is Joe so worked up over Safari? He didn't have the same energy with the Migos.
Didn't offer to put them in the sand.
You see him walking off, y'all. Ooh, ooh, bye, good night.
But it was three of them. It was three of them, though.
No, but honestly, I think he was just saving his job. I don't think that Joe's walking away from any fight. But I just feel like, no, seriously.
No, but
I
he's
don't.
Bullying Safari. Like
he does have slight bullying tendencies, even in his relationships.
All right, let's get into the next tweet. Juju wants it both ways. I feel like she's feeling Safari, and she kept friend zoning him, and now she's in her feelings because he's moved on. That's
yep, we've
from
been
Melanin.
Said the same.
That's exactly
Melanin right. Melanin Chronicle, shout out to you.
Snap.
Yes, Melanin.
Yes. And girl, Mano can't even help with his own rap career. That's from Keisha Wynn.
This is horrible.
Oh my gosh. No lies told, or how y'all feeling about that?
I'm just saying, when the last time Mano had a hit? Hi, hater.
Oh, that was a wild
one. I did appreciate their conversation. I feel like
hi, Mano. I'm not hating.
No, we don't hate.
We definitely skipped over that little candlelight dinner.
From Instagram, we found a tweet
from Erica Mena. So she's basically responding. One person goes, I really don't care for Joe Budden confronting Safari.
We didn't even know Erica Mena was there. Who cares?
Like, who cares? So Erica Mena's like, I don't get it, especially since no one really cared, let alone asked about Sin's whereabouts when he brought another female to my man's crib.
Ooh.
That's some tea.
That is some real... See, now this is
that,
making...
That's why
this
he was
is
so
making
mad.
So much more sense. This is making so much more sense. Like, I'm saying, like...
Now you mad,
now
mad,
you
Joe.
Mad,
cause
mad.
What was you,
you know what,
what
I'm saying?
What chick is this that you brought over here?
Why are you so,
what
to have Erica there?
Know?
Yeah.
What does she know? What does she have on you? You get what I'm saying?
Men
and these
ain't
are the
no
things
good.
That are going on.
Wait, do you have
men,
that one
say that
with all
again.
Three of them?
Well, let's get right into our other special segment, Guess That Bar. This is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and the ladies have to guess who sings
it's
it and
what song
it is. It's
actually funny, too. I'm like, where before that, Jonathan, I think we had a quick picture that actually went with that last tweet that like Erica was talking about. There's like a, yeah,
this
that
one,
picture.
Right here.
When they, all three of them were on Hollywood Squares.
Okay,
this is
that is Erica Mena kissing Sin's belly.
They're
pregnant.
All good.
So we good right here. It's all good in the hood. But now we hearing about... So
but
when
Sin wasn't really mad. She was just felt... I feel like she felt uncomfortable. But Joe...
She should have spoken.
Why do you feel
Joe,
uncomfortable? She's kissing your baby. And you're talking about
very
you
personal.
Were holding
you let
my
people
baby.
Touch your belly and kiss your
belly.
Are you
kidding me? So, and that's your ex-lover. Like, love... That love is not
well,
gone.
She used to be down there back in the day.
It's a lot of stuff that we don't know. Just like we didn't know that Joe had...
The truth will come out.
We didn't know brought somebody over to Safari's house.
That's where all that stuff is coming from.
That is the underlining hole in the story.
Okay, let's move on to Guess That Bar.
Next week gonna be interesting.
Yeah, we have really come back today.
Okay. All right.
So, are you guys ready for Guess That Bar?
Let's get it.
Yes,
okay,
let's go.
I come from Bed-Stuy. Ends either do or they gon' die. Mm. Gotta keep that ratchet close by. Somebody murdered, nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just a new another funeral service.
Is this from New York, Daisy?
You
gotta guess?
No.
You gotta guess?
No.
That is
not
Jonathan.
Oh, you
got
it really?
Okay. That's exactly.
Okay, I know.
Yes,
Lights is up. I can just give y'all melodies.
Right.
We can
so
have
me
give you a good
Mano and Lil' Kim used to be really, really tight. So,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was
a little something extra, but hey.
That's none of our business.
He's with Maggie now.
Hmm.
All right, next one. I fly with the stars in the sky, and I'm no longer trying to survive. Hey. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me.
Nicki Minaj.
What's the song?
For life.
This
moment
was,
for life.
This is actually my high school graduation song.
Oh, so you know it.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
We have
Yo, Nicki is what we gonna bring up.
I could have this moment for life.
This is such a good song. Why? Because in this moment I just feel so alive. Go ahead, girl. All right, that's number three. That's motivation right there. Come on. Yeah, I ain't never been this song.
Are you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Got the club going crazy.
No, got the girls going crazy. I got the haters on the grounds on you. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
But what's the name of the song?
Baby,
you gotta know the name.
Wait, sing it some more. Maybe we could guess the name.
And there's haters with his eyes on you. It's a somebody's lady. I don't know how to sing like Rob.
Okay, she was the baddest. I was the realest. He was the baddest.
Oh, stop it. What? Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj.
Yes!
Don't play.
What?
What was the name of the song?
She got to know all the words. She's not getting enough of the respect that she deserves. I've never done this good, though. This is the closest. Y'all had a good week. I took a little break this week. I let y'all have it this week. All right. And so let's get into our news and gossip breaking news. After Buzz TV News. All right, I think we got some news. A clip of a sneak peek of next week. Yandy and Kimbella. We're going to see what's going on with them.
Ooh.
Kimbella, Ella, Ella,
Harmony. So this is about 2 minutes long. So we'll play a little snippet of what's going on.
Going to close the show?
No, I have another piece of news and gossip. There we go, Yandy.
Anger, hurt, confusion. Oh, they finally do it.
Yeah, you got me. I do.
I think that so many relationships get messed up, get over because of a lack of communication, you know, and I think even with me and you, there is a huge lack of communication and this happens and it caused dissension, it caused discord and just a whole bunch of confusion.
Okay, words.
And what I feel like is we've allowed people to say things and do things. And things have gotten too far.
Are you laughing?
And I feel like,
man, I'm just like over
here.
I'm just like,
if we make a pact and it's Kim A tell me to say something, I'm not saying
that's
nothing.
What I was getting at. So
to the day I die,
hold it down for your friend.
And that's exactly what she did, she got the apology, finally took this trip to get it out.
But they finally got the resolve that we know what happened, and now we're just seeing how it happened. She got to be a bridesmaid. Mm. So,
and now we don't know if they're friends.
Mm. Well, TMZ also has a little scoop for us. Safari. So the reunion was recently filmed, and it turns out that he was late to the reunion. They first thought that he wasn't going to show, and now VH1 is threatening legal action because you're contractually obligated
to show up to work,
show up to work on time and do what you're supposed to do. So, unfortunately, sources according to the show, they say he made a dramatic entrance halfway through the reunion.
Just wanted to calm down, like, because Safari is the only loving hip hop. No, he's the only loving hip hop star that travels around from city to city, from state to state to film Love and Hip Hop. He'll be on Love and Hip Hop Miami. Then he's
Atlanta. Then he moves to Hollywood.
He moves around for them. He done paid his dues. Let him come late.
What do you think? Erica is rubbing off on him because you know she did the same thing. She didn't show up. Remember when she got engaged to Bow Wow? No, remember when she got engaged to Bow Wow? She was like, I'm better than this, and I'm not going to the reunion.
I'm just saying, y'all all receiving checks, and if y'all were better than this, y'all wouldn't be on the show. So y'all need to stop doing that.
Yeah. That's our show, guys. We got some predictions for you. What do you think is going to happen next episode?
The only thing that I'm curious to see is the sit-down between Rich and Safari over Erica Mena. Because Rich is salty. Mm. I asked you if he was messing with her.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
Why does it matter?
Safari be lying.
I thought Rich was messing with Mariah Lynn.
He messed with every girl on the cast, but he did. You know, he had the song for Erica.
I really want to look up. He loved Erica. What?
Like he did. Erica was the one he let go.
I know. There was tears. There was tears.
They both crying over each other. That was ugly. That was such an ugly relationship.
And then they fought. Finn fought over him with her. So it was a lot. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for everything to play out. I don't have any predictions because, as we know, things go left, go right. And I'm just waiting.
I think in true Virgo fashion, Joe's going to blow up. Then he's going to cry.
He's going to blow up
and do the most. Then he's going to be like, you know,
I'm hurt.
That came from a different place.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, I feel like I've been operating out of.
So do we think Rich and Safari going to get a 1-2 punch in? Because they were kind of close to each other.
Oh, it did look like he stood up, like he's about to take his shirt off or something.
Rich needs to sit down and worry about the fact that your baby mama is going to prison.
I'm sorry, Safari was the one that got it first, so I don't know. Tell Safari to sit down.
Technically, Rich don't even need to be worried about his baby mama.
Erica, that was literally 10 years ago.
Who is his new girlfriend?
And Mariah.
Y'all, that's our show for tonight. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Conversation Piece or tweet me at Miss Combo Piece because they wouldn't let me put my whole name on Twitter.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm mad at Twitter.
Well, guys, you know, I'm Thelma and Baysway Daniel. I'm always blessed and happy to be here. You can catch me on Instagram at Thelmy.
Woo, what a recap. I'm your girl Robin with the V. You can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y. They call me the Busy Bird.
Keep it short and sweet. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @TheOnly_KaylaRenee. Be blessed and highly favored.
Have
a great week, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.